Kellogg. Sunnyside, Kurrenbong, New South Wales, Australia. December 1st, 1898. Dear brother, from the light given me, the things that ought to have been done for the work here in Australia have not been done. Your position, your work in the sanitarium, placed at your command things which would have enabled you to help the sanitarium which was just being started here, which was so much needed to make God's work a success. You could have done this. The Lord designed you to do this. A foundation was to be laid, but help was needed to lay this foundation. You could have done for the Lord's work here that which would have placed this work upon a proper foundation. Much time has been lost. Advice has been given by you which could not possibly be carried out. It only worried and perplexed others. You could have done just that which James White would have done for an institution which was needed, which would fill a place and supply a lack which nothing else would do in this country. If there was and is needed a sanitarium in America, there is needed a sanitarium in Australia in more places than one. If the institution just started here had received the help it ought to have received, even if so doing would have limited to a degree the masterful preparations in America, the work here would have advanced 100-fold. It would have done for us far more than the sanitarium in America did in its early history. We were buoyed up with the promise that Brother John Wessels would come to Australia, but we did not wait for his coming. We did all that could possibly be done without means, without donations. A building, a private dwelling house, was secured. It was in no way suited for a sanitarium, but it was the best that could be obtained. Brother and Sister Simmons did their part, he receiving £1 per week from the conference for his services. The climbing was very slow. He would gladly have given his whole time and strength to the work, but there was no money, no facilities with which to work. No one was so well prepared to take in the situation as yourself. If some money had been allowed to flow in this direction, the sanitarium might have had a foundation. With the money that has been paid out for rent, a spot of land might have been secured for a foundation, and every stick of timber put into the building would have been so much toward securing a building of our own. We were keenly disappointed that Brother John Wessels did not come, for, from the light given me, the Lord had appointed this. But we can say no more now. All that has passed away, and we shall now watch and pray and wait and trust God's word. He has promised, "Ask, and ye shall receive; seek, and ye shall find." Matthew 7, verse 7. We see no way out of our difficulties at present. We have done to the utmost of our ability, and we shall patiently wait and trust the Lord. I now invite you to help us. I know that this may limit some of the resources you now have on hand, but we must have help. The work that the sanitarium at Battle Creek can do for us must be done. I know what I am talking about. It can be done. The same investment will be made in other lines, but I have no hesitancy now in saying, the need here is most urgent. You have every facility, and those who are trying to lay the foundation here have comparatively nothing. Some time ago, I wrote some things on this point after I had presented to me the work being done in America. The advantages you have in large means, in donations to help the work. We commenced here with nothing. The donations came from the Wessels family. There were no buildings, there were no clearings for buildings, and the men who might have been a great help were a great hindrance. They talked of what they could do and planned to secure the highest wages. And when from positive necessity, the work was put out by tender, and the one who would do it for the least money was given it. Those who had every chance to take the job refused it. They reported falsely, and these reports many in Africa believe to be the truth.